Hello and welcome to the Bristol City Vixen Cast. This is the podcast all about Bristol City women who are playing in the Women's Super League at the moment, propping up the table.
The podcast, I like that.
Yeah, I thought I'd change my determiner from a podcast to the podcast, because do you know another podcast that's all about Bristol City women?
Not at the moment.
So there we go. So until the moment comes when there's a rival, I will say we are the podcast.
We are the podcast. We are basically the place to get more than like 7 minutes of audio discussion post-match, because obviously you had Bristol, BBC Radio Bristol are doing a fantastic job of covering the matches live.
But we haven't actually heard any of those, have we? Because we've been at all the home games.
We've been at them.
Assume that they're very high quality.
I think they must be very high quality, but Sound of the City doesn't tend to feature us very much. So this is the place, this is the podcast to hear about
the podcast.
Bristol City women.
So absolutely.
We've just come in from Ashton Gate, a record-breaking Ashton Gate Stadium. Over 14,000 people were there to watch Bristol City lose 2-0 to Manchester United. The Man United goals came from Miyazawa on the 50th minute, a coolly deflected shot that went past a sprawling Liv Clark, who up to that point was keeping them out and doing a very good job, which had a very good game. And 5 minutes later, Nikita Paris scored another goal to double Man United's lead, and it stayed that way for the rest of the game, despite, I think, a couple of offside goals.
They did have one
offside goal, and perhaps one that was ruled out because of a foul, not entirely sure. But 2-0 loss, you know, positives to take. But before we talk about that, because we didn't do a podcast last week, we just wanted to briefly go over the Everton match last week. So just to say that we didn't go to the match, but we watched it at home via the FA Player and the very, very wet looking camera from the FA Player.
I had completely forgotten about the quality of the coverage there. So a one camera situation, and it was just pelting down with rain, and this guy was just not keeping up, was he, with his cloth?
It was terrible.
It was pretty poor. We couldn't really see what was going on in the game, but yeah, it looked pretty exciting.
It did, and there were two fantastic goals, one from Amy Rogers, absolute rocket, just before half-time, and a lovely finish from Emily Testrup.
And very impressive.
Very, very good. Coming from behind both times, showing a lot of spirit, a lot of fight. And we looked pretty good towards the end of the game, and could have perhaps, if it had gone on for a bit longer, that was certainly Lauren Smith's feeling, wasn't it? That
we were in the ascendancy.
We were in the ascendancy, so we could have perhaps got something more from the game, but we didn't. We got a point, and I think a really good point on the road. So that was something to cherish and to be grateful for, because we've now got 4 points.
Yeah, and well done to the people who went up to Everton, because we had a few friends drive up, didn't we?
Yeah.
That was pretty impressive. That's quite a long journey. So well done to those people who were, they were rewarded with a good couple of goals, weren't they? So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And then a 3-0 defeat in the Continental Cup against Tottenham during the week. I don't think we really care about the Conti Cup this year. I do generally quite like the Conti Cup as a competition. It's a competition that we've done quite well in the past. I'm certainly not somebody to poo-poo any competition, but I think we're obviously focusing on the league this season. That is the priority, the 100% the priority. We want to try and stay in the WSL, and I think that's where all the resources, that's where all the effort is being focused on, trying to keep us in the league. So I don't think anyone really cared that we lost 3-0.
No. And when we went there in the league, what did we lose by? 3-0?
4-2.
4-2. Oh,
no, 3-1. 3-1. I can't remember.
So anyway, it doesn't... it's not like we don't care kind of score, is it? It's just like, oh, okay, we went and played. But yeah, I think we do have to focus on the league, because if we don't win the Conti Cup, nothing changes. But if we don't win enough games in the WSL, we get relegated. So it's just, it's pretty obvious, isn't it? We don't have a huge squad, so we need to kind of make sure that our best 11 are fit and ready for every league game. And it is our best 11, isn't it? Because... Yeah.
Yeah.
because we haven't got a lot of depth.
We don't have a lot of strength and depth. I do think our starting 11 today was, it looked very good when we started the game. See, Brooke Aspin went off, I think, around the 20-minute mark, didn't she? For Chloe Moustaki, who had actually a very good game, just slotted in, looked really solid. But yeah, our starting 11 is good, but I do think, and certainly Lauren Smith seemed to imply in her press release, press conference, on Friday, that we are looking towards getting some more bodies in for the transfer window. I definitely think we need that. We do need to invest, or at least pull a couple of good deals out of the hat that will strengthen the squad and give us some much needed strength and depth to come off the bench.
Yeah, I think, you know, any WSL team worth its salt kind of has, you know, like decisions to be made in terms of lineups, you know. And I don't think there's massive decisions that need to be made at the moment, are there? It's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Who the first team is. Mind you, there are some players who are sat on the bench and when they come in, they would be like, they'll be just as good. Moustaki was excellent when she came in today. But then that is all about Lazelle's ability to change from a left back of a three to a right back. You know, she can just like, she did that because Brooke went off, you know. So it's pretty amazing, isn't it? She can just move to the other side, no biggie, and still look just as good.
So, another brilliant performance from Lazelle today.
Yeah,
really,
her
just,
and Connolly. Oh, they're just the dream team, aren't they?
Absolute killer.
I don't think that's somewhere that we need to look at the back, is it?
No, I think our back is really, our back line, our defence is really, really good. I mean, the only thing that I would suggest is if we were to bring in another defender, that might free Lazelle to go into the midfield, because I do think she could play a bit further up and be that defensive midfielder and linking play and breaking up play. I mean, we've talked about this before, sort of see her as a kind of almost like a Sophie Ingle type player. And that could be a repurposing of that kind of player and, you know, moving her into a slightly different position. But, I mean, I don't think that's going to happen. But I think that's potentially a way in which she could be played. So, yeah, I think our defence looks very good. I guess it depends on what happens to Brooke and how long she is out for, because we've got Satara Murray on the bench. Brooke's now on the bench. We do have strength in depth in those defensive positions, but as more players get injured, that depth gets eroded. So
yeah, we need to make sure we've got enough people. So yeah, hopefully, you know, recruitment was really good in the summer. All the players that have come in have been really impressive. They've been really great. And none of them have necessarily been kind of household names. But they've come in, they've been really good. They fit in with what Lauren is trying to do. So hopefully we'll get some loanees, maybe get some people in for 6 months, or get some people who want to sign for us for half a year, or, you know, just the sorts of players that we've kind of had before that have come in and made a difference. Those kind of, you know, Grace Clinton we got this time last year. Fernie came in this time last year, didn't she? And I think the pair of them made a really big difference. So,
well, I think they ultimately did make the difference in terms of whether or not we got promoted last year. I think without Furness and Grace Clinton last year, I think we would have struggled to get promoted. So I'm sure that the powers that be at Bristol City are looking at it, and they're looking at that record crowd today, and they're looking at the momentum that's building in and around the club, and they might just think, actually, we are going to put our hands in our pockets, we're going to pull out everything to get what is needed to make this squad tick and get over the line this season.
Because it's not actually that much.
It really isn't that much.
You're not going out and buying a new team.
Nope.
You need a couple of subs.
Yeah, we need
basically, isn't
we
it?
We need three. I think we need three quality players, like another centre forward, a winger, another person in midfield, or bring another centre back in so you can put Lazelle in midfield. That's it.
Yeah, it's not. It's that simple. Obviously, it is a big ask, isn't it? But it's not like.
No,
it's not kind of dramatic.
No, because the foundation of it is absolutely solid.
Yeah, and considering all the things that have happened this season, you know, all the like kind of all the players that have been injured, and you know, we've gone through two goalkeepers already, and then we're kind of still saying that Liv Clark's having like fantastic games. You know, I just think, yeah,
I mean, she made several, like about six really, really top quality saves today. Like a fantastic save fairly on, which I thought was an absolute guarantee to go in.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like very, like,
yeah,
point.
I actually did think it went in because of the way it was travelling, but she just used this big paw to keep it out.
It was
very impressive. And the subsequent defending of those saves was excellent because so often, you know, a great save can fall and be scored by the opposition. But actually our defending, especially in the first half, all of her saves were cleared by us.
They were
cleared. That was really fantastic. So it wasn't just the save. It was the kind of the organisation to make sure that we were the first to the ball. And in the box, in the first half, we were really, really good at that. There were some brilliant blocks. There was some brilliant scooping it out. But yeah, I think our problems just came from conceding possession too easily or knocking the ball out of play too easily after we'd won it back. You know, after there'd be a great moment, a really fantastic defensive moment, a brilliant save, and then we'd do something and then we'd give the ball away too quickly.
Like, there wasn't just that link up play, was there? Yeah, it was a little bit
a little bit difficult getting out.
Yeah.
You know, like are we gonna be running the channels? If so, the ball needs to be perfect and down the channels, or are we going through the middle, or are we going up the wing? Like what's the strategy? How are we getting out? Because it felt like too often we were just making the wrong choice and people were just either booting it out of play or not quite connected in how we get from back to front, because I do think we defend really well.
We defend very well, and I think, you know, to go back to Liv Clark's saves, that pushing the ball away from the goal, that's actually something she did really well in terms of her own saves.
Yeah,
if she wasn't pouring it into the box. She was pushing it wide, and it was a really good performance from Liv, and her distribution was also excellent. There were a couple of
too good, wasn't it,
really, really good passes from Liv Clark out from the back, and she did a really, really good job. So congratulations to her for another solid performance, and only really beaten by that deflected goal, which was really unfortunate, wasn't it, the way it just, you know, it hit Chloe Mostarkey and went in and wrong-footed her.
Yeah.
So otherwise, she probably would have had it covered.
I'm sure she would have had it covered. Yeah, it's just a shame, wasn't it? Because we've done some great blocks and some great stuff all game. And then, for them to have the fortune seemed a bit unfair. But,
It was a bit ugly, wasn't it?
It was a bit ugly, yeah. But, you know, that's interesting, isn't it? That a team like Manchester United, they still need the luck to go with them.
They do. They need the luck of the Irish to, without being too...
They needed it and they didn't. Yeah.
They needed Mostarkey.
Yeah. I'm not sure if that's the luck of the Irish, is it?
No, it's not.
The luck of hitting an Irish person.
The luck of hitting an Irish person. Yeah. Sure. So,
Never mind.
To go back to the first half, though. So, you know, 0-0. It was actually a really good first half. I was really impressed with us. I thought we just looked really solid. I didn't feel at any point frightened or worried. As soon as the whistle went, I just thought, we've got this.
Yeah, we looked very competent. We looked very confident defensively. Like, they didn't break us down, really. The times they did get in the box, we were blocking them, getting in their way. They did have a couple of shots, but Liv Clark was kind of able to deal with them. But they didn't look really threatening, did they? They didn't look... And they even looked a bit shaky at the back.
Mm.
So I feel like, yeah, it was our kind of lack of goes at them. The kind of, you know, made it 0-0, I think, really. Because I'm not saying we could have beaten them if we'd have had a few more shots. But, like, we did have a go at them a couple of times. And we got, you know, we got some opportunities. You know, Mary Earps had to make a really, really good save low down to her left when we crossed the ball in. Jamie Lee Napier, I think, crossed the ball in. And Amy Rogers headed the ball down really far into the corner, and Mary Earps made a really great save. But, you know, that's kind of what's becoming a bit of an archetype for us in terms of goals, like that swinging ball in and then someone attacking it from midfield and heading it in. That's a proper goal opportunity for us now. So
and we never used to be able to score goals like that.
I don't think I'd ever seen goals like that before from Bristol City. So, like, to be able to score like a kind of classic winger cross goal, and it's always, you know, it's the same kind of, it comes from a bit of build up, comes from a little bit of a 1-2, two players on the left, and then, you know, and then good movement. So Yeah, presumably that's something we're working on because it looks really good. I don't know why we just don't try and kind of get the ball there a bit more. We did try and switch the ball a bit, and I just think like we just lost possession when we were switching it, so it was just a bit of a shame, really. So just kind of weren't kind of absolutely amazing in terms of our attacking play today. I think, you know, if one of our forwards had have kind of had a bit of a game, we'd have been potentially scoring some goals, because Testrup didn't look that in the game against Everton and scored a fantastic goal. So, you know, you don't have to be like in it for 90 minutes, but you just need a moment, and it just didn't really fall for us today.
No, indeed. And yeah, I just think we kept them at bay, and just, as you say, good defending, and our half time went in. We even managed to withstand 8 minutes of injury time at the end of the first half, which is always a danger.
Yeah, that
time
was
for us.
My big concern, because we've conceded quite a few goals, haven't we, just before half time. So like to have 8 minutes was a bit of a worry. But yeah, we just looked confident and comfortable the whole time. So it was definitely like get to half time and then see what can happen. And in previous games, we kind of, you know, half time, we've maybe come out and not been fantastic. I think against Villa, we came out and we looked a bit weak, didn't we? So it was good to see us come out and look quite strong in the second half, but ultimately that was our downfall as well.
Yeah, because we started very strong in the first 5 minutes, very on the front foot, attacking, and we had a really good opportunity. There was that the back heel 1-2. I think it was it Powell to
Powell, back heel to Harrison. Back heel to Powell.
And then
a bit ridiculous.
Well, to Harrison, who flashed it across the goal, and, you know, had Testrup connected with that. That was like our two big chances, basically, was Amy Rogers heading it in the first half and that flashing across the goal for Testrup. And then shortly afterwards, we went 1-0 down. So it was a shame, really, because we were looking good, actually, up until that point. And I was quite immersed in it at that point. I looked up at the score at the time, and it was 50 minutes and 5 minutes had flown by. Mm. And yeah, it was a shame but it's good. It's positive because we're not sitting back. We're not looking like we are frightened. We didn't look frightened today, and we kept going and we kept trying to make something of it. But I think that second goal, I mean, it didn't even necessarily knock the stuffing out of us, because it wasn't like our play levels seemed to decrease any.
No, we definitely, there was no point in the whole 90 minutes where we were like, oh, okay, so we've just given up then. So it was a very consistent, like, whole game performance. I think the second goal just made us go, okay, so we haven't got a goal so far. Two's going to be difficult. If it had been like 1-0 at 80 minutes, I think we'd have, you know, the feeling would have been, all right, well, this is maybe on for a draw. If it had been 2-1 and we'd already got a goal, we'd have gone, oh, well, they're totally like, we can score against them. But the fact that it was 2-0 and we hadn't scored just kind of made it feel more difficult. And in the crowd, if it feels more difficult, obviously you've always got to believe. You do, like, you know, they didn't concede anymore. There was definitely still a kind of, okay, if we keep it at 2, it's still doable. 2 is still doable. But it was, you know, the feeling was like 2 is difficult.
Yeah.
One is doable. Two is increasingly difficult whilst we're still trying to like maintain some defence. So yeah, it was just a bit of a challenge, really. But then they kept bringing people on, didn't they?
They did.
They kept bringing on people that can score. They brought on Lucia Garcia. They brought on Rachel Williams, of all people.
Who still looked really amazing.
Yeah.
You know, she just looks so quick and strong. And
she is strong, isn't she?
I think she can probably be that player for 15 minutes at the end. But she looked
probably
really
do
good.
For another 5-6 years, if it's 15 minutes a game. She's really good.
And Mallard, who I was a little bit worried about watching because she's really fast and quality and can link up the play, but didn't seem to do anything really. So
no, not too much. No, no. I mean, none of them looked that good, did they?
They didn't look great. Yeah. They were all a bit. Yeah. I don't know. They just didn't. A bit. I wouldn't say mediocre, but they just didn't look. They didn't look great. They just looked. They looked all right, didn't they?
Yeah.
It went inspiring.
No, certainly not. No. No, I just think, yeah, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe they weren't up for it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. But yeah, maybe they were having a bit of a hangover from their, you know, from their loss against Man City.
Yeah, you know. I mean, I thought actually thought Leah Galton looked quite good.
Yeah, she did actually. She was probably the one person who looked quite impressive.
She was quite, she was kind of taller than I thought.
Yeah,
she would
be. She's quite big, isn't she?
She was big.
Big and strong.
Big and strong.
Yeah.
But and
yeah,
how was Zellum, it? How was it seeing your mate, Katie Zellum? I say your mate because you really love Katie Zellum, don't you?
I've taken a bit of a journey with Katie Zellum from first being really quite frightened of her because she does look like, I wouldn't say someone I was bullied by. I wasn't bullied at secondary school, but if anyone would have bullied me, it would have been someone who looked just like Katie Zellum. So every time I looked at her, I did feel like a little bit frightened and thought,
I know what you mean.
That's a school bully.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Kind of 15-year-old girl.
Yeah.
You know.
I can see that. But
yeah. But it turns out I actually love her.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It had a real turnaround in the summer with the World Cup.
I just thought, actually,
a whole 360 degree movement.
Well, 360 is back down to where you begin. So
180
is what I did. So I turned around completely, and she's now the apple of my eye. But I love her, and I send you like little gifts, don't I? That's the wrong word.
Gifts of Katie Zellum.
Yeah.
So it's
not
a bit
little gifts.
That would
be a bit strange, wouldn't it?
Where was she today? I didn't even notice her.
The
really.
Only thing I noticed her do was kick the ball against Megan Connolly to make Megan Connolly get booked. Maybe that was Ella Toon. Anyway, someone who's got a sad, grumpy face who plays for Manchester United kicked the ball against Megan Connolly and made her get a yellow card. And I thought, you know what? They just did look a bit sad and grumpy.
But I tell you who it was nice to see. It was nice to see Mary Earps back in Bristol, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, and, back where she... was it Ashton Gate where she played Barcelona?
Yeah, exactly. Bristol Academy. So, you know, indulge me. I remember watching Mary Earps.
Oh, yeah.
Play for Bristol Academy. And I remember standing on the side.
Yeah.
You know, parallel to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she was hollering. And I was hollering.
Yeah.
And, you know, we sort of waved at each other. And who would know that, you know, 10 years later...
Yeah.
She would be celebrated and venerated and just loved.
She's considered like the world's best goalkeeper right now, isn't she?
She is considered that. And I think at least 4,000 of the 14,000 people who came today just basically came to see her.
Yeah, and there were like Bristol City fans, Man United fans and Mary Earps fans.
Yeah, it really was
I get it. And how amazing that a goalkeeper gets that much love, because that never used to happen. People didn't care about goalkeepers, but Mary Earps is like someone who really inspires love.
Yeah, and it's nice to see. Yeah. It was lovely to see, and
she was good. She wasn't like, oh my gosh, she's incredible. But you know,
she was all right.
She was good.
Yeah,
clean sheet.
She's got a clean sheet. I mean, she didn't have loads to do, but she did it.
No, but she did a little lap at the end. Just you know, and it. What you're right. Thousands of people, and the people that stayed the latest were there just for Mary Earps.
And they were really. I think I heard somebody. You missed this because you were up doing the radio. But there was this gaggle of young girls who came over screaming, so excited, just saying, "I got one! I got one! I got a picture with Mary."
Oh.
And I just thought, oh, that's so nice. I mean, it just means so much, doesn't it? To these people, you know, she's a superstar to them.
She is, yeah.
I just thought, I remember when she was shouting.
Absolutely. You know. At SGS.
At SGS.
And we had to shout, didn't you? Because it was a very windy place. So you
couldn't
really
hear
project.
Anything.
Yeah.
So it was nice to see that.
And it was nice to see her back. We had quite a few vixens in disguise.
There were lots.
Millie Turner was playing.
Hayley
Ladd came on.
Yeah, Gemma Evans was on the bench.
Yeah. You know, they're all right, aren't they?
Yeah,
Bristol was good at chucking out players.
Yeah, I mean, Millie Turner was good, actually.
Yeah,
She's a really solid defender, isn't she?
Yeah, she's really good. And she scores goals for them as well. She is. No, she's really excellent. She was very clean, I thought, today. She just kind of did her job very well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's one of those players who looks after the ball well.
She looks after the ball well, yeah.
As they say.
I didn't really see that in Millie Turner so much. I think she must have been very early on. She must have been really young when she was at Bristol. It's entirely feasible that she was about like 20.
Yeah.
And now she's like a mature player. She's very, very good.
Yeah.
She didn't.
She's just got that England call up because Millie Bright is injured. So they replaced it with Millie Turner. Oh. So obviously you had to be called Millie.
Yeah. Excellent. Oh, well done, Millie Turner. Anyway, we've lost, but it's okay.
Yeah, I think it's all right. The thing I was really happy about, or just relieved about, is we didn't capitulate. We didn't just completely collapse at 2-0. We just dug our heels in. We regrouped. And actually, I thought Mary Ward did a really good job when she came on, because see, Harrison and Ella Powell went off.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary Ward and Emily Syme came on. And I think Harrison's still not playing the full 90 minutes due to her recovery from her injury, yep. which is a shame because we kind of need her for 90 minutes, actually.
Yeah.
But Mary Ward, I thought it was her best appearance as a substitute. I feel like she's maybe been working a bit on her game in training, and she just looked a bit more game smart and a bit more competitive today. I think the game she had against Tottenham when she was playing Ashley Neville kind of just did a job on her, and I think she lost her confidence a little bit. But she looked really threatening when she came on, and there were a couple of runs, really, really positive, got us a corner. She even had a shot. I think she was bearing down on goal. She could have...
Yeah, she did. It was a positive thing that she came on. And there was a really brilliant moment that kind of went a little bit wrong, because she was just about to kind of switch the ball out to the right-hand side. But unfortunately, the ball just hit Emily Syme in the head. And the play was over. But it was a really brilliant break from Mary Ward. I think she was looking like she was going to get tackled. She came out with the ball somehow and then looked to switch it, which was all absolutely the right thing to do. But just as she switched it, it just... boshed Emily Syme right in the head, which was a shame, because it was looking like a really good break. And I think we might have even had like Fionn or Amelie like breaking on the right hand side, and if they'd have, you know, if the ball had got to them, it might have been a little moment, which would have been really nice to at least, you know, have some shots, yeah, you know, have more shots and just kind of go at them. So I do think, yeah, if people are coming on as subs, they're gonna have to be people who can like take people on, beat people one-on-one and make those runs. And yeah, and Mary Ward looked good at that today. So yeah, hopefully she can just keep developing and keep becoming that player, because we do need someone who can beat people one-on-one. We haven't, you know, yeah, Fionn's super quick, but she doesn't necessarily like to beat people very often. So
I think anyway,
she likes to run onto the ball as opposed to carry the ball. So that's understandable.
Yeah, and she can beat people when she's going around them. You know,
yeah, so like the ball over the top is the Fionn ball, isn't it?
Yeah,
so,
and just like
she's running onto it, like, as opposed to like running with it. So whereas Mary Ward seems more of a ball carrier, she can run with the ball. So, and she's pretty tall, isn't she? So she can make quite a lot of progress.
But
she was good. And Emily Syme was good when she came on as well. She kind of, but you know, in terms of us bringing on like next level subs, we're not bringing on next level subs.
No.
That is something that we need to kind of
definitely
be able to do. Like, are we weakening the team when we have a substitution? So,
yeah, for sure. For sure. And just to go back to that record crowd, it was a really good atmosphere today, I thought. I really enjoyed being at Ashton Gate today.
It was lovely.
I thought it felt like a home game, which sounds like a strange thing to say, but, you know, maybe for the Arsenal game, people were like, oh, and it was just the discourse around it. Everybody's like, oh, there's more Arsenal fans than Bristol fans. But as you say, at least a third of the people in there were Mary Earps fans, and they were neutral. They were neutral, but they were there for Mary, and they might become Bristol City fans.
Yeah.
And there are people who are confused. Like, I saw somebody with a Bristol City scarf and a Man United shirt on. It's like, what are you doing? But I suppose that's women's football. It's nice. It is.
It's women's football. It's like people kind of bring their allegiances from men's football across, don't they? So they kind of, there's a bit of confusion with it, I think, because for us, there's no confusion, is there? Because we're not Bristol City men's fans. I do like Bristol City men as like, but that's only because of my interest in Bristol City women.
Yeah. I'm kind of becoming more interested in Bristol City men now that,
but
just
I don't have a significant bias towards Bristol City men. I just kind of, well, it's just kind of, they, you know.
I look at their results and hope they do well.
Yes. But, and you know, obviously the better the men do, the more funding the women probably get.
Yeah, so and it just kind of contributes to the general good vibe.
Yeah.
But, so that's what you want. Yeah. You want the team to win. You want them. I mean, ideally, Bristol City men would be in the Premier League, but hopefully that will happen at some point. But
good luck to them.
Yeah, it was really good. I thought the crowd, you know, having three stands open, I thought it was wonderful. I was looking across at the Dolman stand and that was full. And then
it was packed, wasn't it?
It was absolutely brilliant. Packed. And the other stand, which the stand on the right, name I don't know.
I can't remember.
South stand, I think.
Maybe.
That was full, half full. Mm. And they had to open it. And that hasn't happened. And it looked really good.
Yeah, it felt really good having all those people around us.
And so, the lovely drummers on the other side, and the, you know, the children were singing, and the Man United fans were there, but they weren't too loud. I thought, obviously, we handed out our songbook.
Yes, and so for the first time, having a good sing song. So take your books, practice at home, everybody,
and learn the songs and join in and be brave and use your voices. And yeah, that was nice. I just thought it was good. I thought it felt like a really good, happy place today, and there were fireworks, and it felt like home. And I think it's felt like home the whole season, but it really felt like home today, and it felt good. And I think having that record crowd is brilliant, what they're doing, and they're obviously doing a good job on the advertising and pulling in audiences. And if it was a quid for a kid today, so that would have inevitably brought in more people, but it just adds to it and builds the momentum behind the team, builds the momentum behind the crowd. Hopefully those people will come back, keep supporting them. Yeah, it was just good. I thought we lost today, but it doesn't matter. West Ham lost as well. We've got one less in the goal difference count.
Yeah.
We are bottom of the league only by one goal on goal difference. They've got 4 points.
Yeah. So what's our next fixture coming up then?
Our next fixture is Liverpool away. And yep. Liverpool just won 3-0 or 4-0, I think it was.
Against Brighton?
Yeah, against Brighton, which is a bit of a curveball because Brighton have been doing really well.
Yeah.
And they obviously, Liverpool lost heavily to Chelsea last week. So, and Brighton have been doing all sorts of things, haven't they? They've been beating Man City and having all kinds of heroics. So that gives us a bit of hope anyway. And maybe in terms of playing Brighton, but you know, Liverpool, playing Liverpool next, so that doesn't give us much hope. But we have got all our points so far this season on the road. I don't know if that doesn't necessarily mean anything, but we're going away. I'm hoping that we can get a point in that game. You know,
I have fond memories of, do we have a 0-0?
Yeah, really good 0-0. Our
first year in the championship a couple of years ago. That was good fun, wasn't it?
It was good.
And Brooke Aspen got sent off, didn't she?
I think she did, yeah.
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 But it was a good fun trip.
It was a lovely fun trip, and we're going on the coach. We've got the coach secured, so tickets are still available on the coach. So buy your coach ticket if you haven't got one already. And yeah, I'm hopeful. I mean, I think we've got to aim for getting a point there and putting in a good performance, because we can get points on the road and we can play well this season. We're not here to make up the numbers.
We're here to win.
We're here to stay in the league, and we're learning. And I don't even think up until Christmas, it's not even half the season gone. That's the thing. The season started so late.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
It's going to go on until May. So we're about a third of the way through the season, and I think we're not doing too badly. So in terms of, we're probably where we thought we would be, but we're not super far behind. So yeah, feeling positive.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So yeah, both exhausted by the sounds of it. So
yeah, I am pretty pooped after that. Yeah.
We are, for some reason, more
good singing.
Time. Good singing. Good old singing. Yeah.
Keep the chants going on for longer today. That's why.
Yeah. 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 Absolutely. Yeah. We're getting better, getting more people, so we don't have to scream so loudly.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the main motivation for putting out the song sheets and the songbooks and trying to get people to sing. So I'm not really hoarse. So yeah, so we're going to sign off now, I think.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. We'll do another show after the Liverpool game.
Mm-hmm.
We look forward to you joining us next time when
we go again.